Tonight's video is a compilation of some of our best Halloween videos from years past. In the comments section, tell me which one makes you scream.
You know those candy bowls at Halloween that have the hand? Don't get ahead of me here. That have the little rubber hand that sticks up when you're reaching to get the candy, it goes like this. First couple of times, like, oh, that's really funny. That is not a candy bowl, that is a dog bowl. Oh, yeah. So I thought this up, and the girls were at the house, and I'm like, girls, watch this. This is genius. They're like, what are you doing now, Dad? I'm just watching. This is great. I took the candy bowl, I poured out the candy, I put a piece of hamburger in the bottom of the bowl right in front of the hand. I put the bowl on the ground. Roadies come running in. They're like, Dad. They're like, Dad, oh, my gosh, this is hilarious. I'm like, shut up. Here she comes. Rody comes running in. She's like, oh, look, there's a hamburger in the bowl. She puts her head in the bowl, back of the head. Rody's looking around like, what the hell? Who hit me? I'm just trying to get the hamburger. The girls are like, blah! Rody goes back. Then she figures out it's a stupid bowl. She's pissed at the bowl now, but she wants to get the damn hamburger. 10 minutes later, she's still trying to get the frickin' hamburger. Unfortunately, dogs learn. To this day, Rody will not eat or drink out of a bowl that she's never met. Until she does her little army crawl. She'll be like this. It's sad, I know, but I let Rody get back at people after that happened to her. This past Halloween, I got a shark outfit for Rody. We were shooting a television show. I had a dressing room. Outside the dressing room was the hallway where everyone would walk, and you could hear him coming around the corner. And I would go, Rody, sick him. She'd run around the hallway, bah, 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 come back in. People were like, oh, that's really cute. I took the shark outfit. I put it on Rody, tiny little shark outfit. The great thing about this was, when the shark outfit was on the dog, you couldn't see the dog. All you could see was this misshapen shark kind of reptilian-looking thing. It was an odd color, a weird shape. It had a fin right here, two fins out the back, a thing in the tail, and teeth and eyes. It was fantastic. Now, when you're frightened, your emotions of being frightened take over, but then your cognitive brain recognizes really quickly what it is that's frightening you, and you calm down immediately. It's like, ah! Oh, okay, that's really funny. When something comes around the corner at you that your brain can't recognize, especially when it looks like some sort of odd reptilian prehistoric thing, your lizard primordial brain kicks in. And I mean, 300-pound, tough working guys would come walking around the corner. She'd come running on the corner like this, not making any noise, just, and they'd be like, what the f*** is that?
So we're at a drive-in. I guess we should be cruising for chicks. And married. Oh, that's right.
Why aren't you here with a date?
Well, I have a hot night planned for later with your mother. Oh, look, the preview is starting.
Enjoy the show.
In a world where crime is rampant and no one is willing to make a stand, there is only one who can take back the night.
So what is it you do, Mr. Nut?
I do nothing. I am rich. I mean, really rich. Want to see my car?
Who are you?
was great.
No, I was awesome.
Yeah, you look good as Bat Nut.
Yes, I did.
What did you think of my acting?
It's a good thing you wore a mask.
And why is that?
I wouldn't want to be recognized after that either.
So you're Batman.
No. I'm Bat Nut.
Bat Nut,
yes. Bat Nut, Nut-based Avenger of the Night.
Is that why you're talking like that?
Of course.
Bat Nut.
Yes.
You sound more like you're the Choker.
Okay, shut up. I do the talking. You just stand there and try to look like you're doing something besides just standing there.
Look, do you really think Bat Nut scares criminals?
Of course. Especially if they have a nut allergy. Face my honey roasted justice.
So it seems to me like I'm standing next to a poor excuse for a Batman.
And I'm standing next to a poor excuse for a white man.
So do you have any weapons?
Of course. Batman has the Batarang. I have the Nutarang.
The Nutarang,
yes, it does exactly what you think it does. But when it comes back, I don't want to catch it. And I have two of them. I call them the Dynamic Duo. And I keep them near the bat pole.
Are you finished?
Yes, no more double entendres.
Thank you.
Until the next one.
Peanut,
don't get testicle.
Oh, come on. So like Batman, do you have a signal in the sky to summon you?
Well, I've been trying to figure that out. First, I was going to have a big bat in the sky. Then I thought, no, that's Batman. Then I thought, I know, I'll have one big nut in the sky. Then I thought, no, that's Lance Armstrong.
This is ridiculous.
And I have everything Batman has except one thing.
What?
Butler.
Funny.
Oh, come on, dude. You make a great butler. No, just go with it. You're Bat Nut's butler.
Great. The Nutler.
Now, Nutler.
Go iron my cape and disinfect my polyester black shorts.
I'm not going to be your butler.
Nutler,
whatever. I'm not doing it.
Oh, it's not like you have anything else to do.
What does that mean?
Seriously, what are you doing the other guys and I aren't here? Walk around looking for other folks to stand next to? You even already have a butler name.
What? Dunham.
Oh, Dunham, bring me my tea. It's time to butter the scones.
I could even add a little bell. Ding, ding.
Cha-fa-fa. I want my scones.
I'm not taking orders from you. You would if I did it in the voice.
Cha-fa-fa. Time to polish the Nutarang. And please fluff the padding in my cup.
I love that voice. I also like the Darth Vader voice. I can do both at the same time.
I am your father, Jeff Fafa. Use the force, Jeff Fafa.
Why is Batman's voice like that anyway?
I don't know. Suit's too tight? The suit's a little tight, Alfred. It's kind of scrunching up the dynamic duo. I actually think I'm better than Batman.
How's that?
I have one extra power that he does not.
And that is?
Bat telepathy.
Bat telepathy.
Yes, it's like ESP Nut. I have the ability to read your mind.
No, you don't. Come on, that's ridiculous.
It's like I knew what you were going to say right when you did.
Well, of course you did, because I like to stare at Justin Bieber pictures and dream about being his secret girlfriend.
Mm.
Now you're making stuff up.
Am I?
Yes, but I
put honey in certain places for my little doggy to lick.
Will you stop me before I oil myself up and go clubbing? What's your name?
I can make you talk.
Are you finished?
Right after a very young Darcy Lynn Farmer won America's Got Talent, we invited her over to our house for some trick-or-treating. She brought along some of her friends, and they were really cute. Just like this little guy.
I'm not trick-or-treating here. They say a scary old man lives here.
Yeah, and it's haunted by a spooky skeleton
and a purple, green-haired, googly-eyed monster. I don't know if my heart can take it.
Come on, guys. Those are just stories. How scary could it be? Besides, I heard they have full-size candy bars. I'm gonna show you that it's not that scary.
Darcy, no!
Trick-or-treat.
Hey, that's the best Darcy Lynn costume I have ever seen.
Thanks. I am Darcy Lynn.
You are? You won Star Search.
America's Got Talent.
They sure do. I hope to visit there someday. Well, here you go. Best treats on the block.
Was he old and scary?
No, he was kind of dumb. He gave me soup.
Oh, that is dumb.
Well, who's next? Petunia?
I can't go. Oscar, you go. Are you sure he's not scary?
Would I lie to you?
Trick or treat? OMG, did he try to eat you? Well, he looked kind of scary, but he was really nice. Look at all the candy I got. Peanut butter cups, circus peanuts, peanut M&Ms, peanut brittle, and nerds?
Okay, Petunia, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going in.
You.
Are you okay? Oh no, it was horrible. I was so scared. He was so scary. And he was a skeleton. You know what? Let's just get out of here.
Yeah. No. I'm gonna get to the bottom of this. We'll see just how old and scary he really is. Hey, what's the big deal scaring my son?
Who are you?
Well, I was gonna say trick or treat, but you seem like a good treat to me.
Hubba hubba.
Ow! Yep, I still got it.
What's going on here?
Jeff Dunham. Oscar, you are half right. An old man does live here, but he's not that scary.
She said you're old. Shut the door. You're letting the air out.
are we at a drive-in movie together? This is not normal.
Well, the scariest day of the year is almost here.
My anniversary? No, Halloween. Little kids in crappy costumes frighten you?
When's the last time you saw a scary picture?
Yesterday.
Really?
My wife sent me a selfie.
That's not nice.
You're telling me.
It's starting.
Yeah. Enjoy the show, folks.
A mad scientist creates an abomination that cannot be stopped. Stitched together from pieces of the dead. To shock women into uncontrollable hysteria and strike terror in the hearts of men.
It's alive! It's alive!
And it's trying to sleep. Shut the hell up.
And now I'm going to build you a bride.
You will be terrified.
Black and white? Looks like this show's on a budget.
It was supposed to be that way.
Oh, I like the line, an abomination that cannot be stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like they were talking about your act.
Is there any particular movie that scares you?
Yeah, the film of my wedding. But if I'm depressed, I watch it backwards. You get it? She walks away.
Come on, you love your wife.
Yeah, I know. But at our wedding, when she came walking down the aisle with that giant hair and all that makeup, I felt like yelling, "It's alive! It's alive!"
So how'd the service go?
Well, the worst part was when the minister asked if anyone objected and no one would listen to me.
Maybe they couldn't hear you.
Hey, you're right. You weren't there.
So what happened after the wedding?
She started eating cake, right, nonstop, for 45 years. You know what scares me now? What, when my wife says, "Does this thong make my ass look fat?"
You didn't answer that right.
I guess I shouldn't have.
What'd you say?
I asked her if it was a thong or if her ass grew over her panties.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I probably should have stopped there.
What else did you say?
I said, no, the thong doesn't make your ass look fat. Your fat ass makes your fat ass look fat. The thong is the victim.
Why are you telling me this?
It's a horror show, right?
Let's talk about Halloween.
All right, well, that's less scary.
You guys still get a lot of trick-or-treaters?
Not anymore.
Why?
Well, a couple of years ago, unfortunately, my wife answered the door with one of her knockers hanging out of her room. Yeah, we still get therapy bills from those kids.
Did you actually say knockers?
Yeah, I guess now they're more like flappers. Hell, if she moves just right, they flopped like two doggy doors. Oh, yeah, last week she did jumping jacks and ended up with two black eyes. Then there are the teenagers who show up at your door with a sack and no costume.
Right.
They just had the munchies from smoking too much weed.
Weed.
Yeah, you know, pot. I know. Mary Jane.
Right.
Ganja, the chronic, the Bangkok blast off, the sticky icky.
How do you know all this?
I have glaucoma. You know what scares me now?
What,
medical websites where you enter your symptoms and it tells you what you have.
Are you sick?
I think so.
What do you have?
Pretty much narrowed it down to a uterus infection. Or a mesothelioma.
Mesothelioma? You get that from asbestos.
That's what peanut is made out of.
What are you, sniffing peanut?
It's lonely on the road, Jeff. So, whose bright idea was this?
Yes, why are we here?
Bubba J called us in.
Well, take a look.
Whoa, an Ouija board. Awesome.
Yep, eBay.
Oh, we're going to conjure up the dead. That's always fun for a few laughs. What could possibly go wrong? Oh, no, senors. An Ouija board is of the devil. You are inviting into your life and your soul the darkness of all that is evil. It crosses the line.
I don't like this one bit.
You don't like anything.
That is a fair point.
Oh, come on. Halloween is my favorite holiday. Except for St. Patrick's Day, but there are some issues with that, which I'm dealing with.
You mean you're an alcoholic?
That's the one.
Nailed it.
But I love Halloween because of three things.
Here we go.
Pumpkin spice beer and Ouija boards.
What's the third one?
Oh, yeah. No, that's... Oh, that's not it either. Oh, that one came and went. Oh, darn you, third thing.
Pumpkin spice beer? That sounds like the queen of beers.
Hey!
It sounds like something Martha Stewart made in prison. Am I right?
Well, there's a current reference.
Silence!
Oh, come on, Ahmed. Don't get all... Ow!
I hear you!
What the hell? You don't even wear shoes!
Can we please talk to dead folks now?
Well, you can start with Ahmed, because, you know, he's dead. Ow! What the hell?
Where did the shoes come from?
I hate Halloween. Why? Because you look like a Halloween centerpiece?
Exactly. I can't go anywhere in October. Folks are constantly trying to mount me in their front yard.
Like your sister.
Hey, the only difference between you and Mr. Potato Head is that he has feet.
Whoa.
And he isn't always on his stick.
Like your mother. Okay, okay. Can we get back to the Ouija board?
Wax lips!
What?
That was the third thing.
Wax lips? What the hell are waxed lips?
Don't ask.
Fun to eat, fun to wear. I don't get the ones with the teeth, because, you know.
Can we please get to the devil's game night thing now?
Ouija!
It's actually pronounced Ouija.
You say potato, and I say wax lips.
I must have some of these wax lips.
Can we get this blasphemy over with before my wife gets home from gambling with her church friends? Do not do this. This is more scary than La Chupacabra.
La Chupa what?
In English, the goat sucker.
First, we turn out the lights. Oh, the goats don't mind the light. I mean, right? And... Oh, we're talking about the game now, aren't we? Okay, got it. My bad. Okay, now the lights. Holy crap. Oh! Well, that was ironing.
Irony. Can we all agree that the lightning was just a coincidence?
Hey, don't we have to say some sort of invocation?
Invo what?
You know, say some strange words or offer a gift to summon the spirits.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Razzle and a dazzle and a flash a little light. Television lover, baby, go all night. Sometime, anytime, sugar me sweet. Little Miss Innocent, sugar me, yeah, yeah. Pour some sugar on me. Ooh.
Deaf Leopard?
I wish I was Deaf Walter.
It is missing something. It was my Meemaw's favorite. I'm hot, sticky, sweet, from my head to my feet.
Yeah. Holy crap, shut the hell up. Who invited Debbie Downer to the seance?
Now we clear our minds of all negative thoughts.
Oh, in that case, Walter, maybe you should sit this one out.
I am not negative, you dumbass!
Seriously?
I hate all of you equally.
Hands, please? Oh, sorry, Jose. Awkward. This is like when I gave you those gloves for Christmas. Hey, ghosty ghosts!
Ghosty ghosts? Sound like a breakfast cereal. It worked!
Oh, dead folks, are you here?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, not me. I mean, I'm dead, but not this kind of dead, you know. Okay, sorry again.
Whoa, it's moving!
Well, this is either fake or it's evil.
You mean like CNN? Ask it a question you must. Seek answers you will.
Why are you talking like that?
Address me you must not. Only the board questions must be asked to it, the board.
For this to work, does Bubba J have to talk like Yoda?
Oh!
Greetings, infidel spirit!
Holy crap!
Why have you returned from the grave?
B?
O?
O?
Boo!
I think I pooped a little.
Ah, give me a break. Peanut was moving that thing around.
I was not! That was a ghost!
I was moving it, and you didn't let me finish. I was trying to spell boobs.
You are not supposed to move it! Only the dead can! So, I should be moving it.
Hang on. Boobs?
My Mima always said that if you're going to give a gift, make it something that you really want.
Wax lips!
Boobies!
This makes no sense whatsoever.
The gift is supposed to be for the ghost.
Oh!
Oops.
Are we done?
Oh, it's moving! I will save you, senors.
Mima, is that you?
Ow, my stick. Okay, my turn. Oh, spirit, do I have a shot with Gal Gadot?
Wonder Woman?
It is actually pronounced Gadot. Gadot.
Gadot.
Gadot.
Gadot.
Gadot. I googled it from my stick.
Gentlemen, stop screwing around. Mima, I have a question about life and death.
Yes.
When I die...
Yes?
In the great beyond, will there be bottomless beer and bodacious tatas? Oh, please. What? No! Oh, I don't want to die! Holy humanity!
Excuse me, Bubba J. While you're having your breakdown, where's Walter? He's not under here.
What? I got spinach in my teeth?
There's a ghost behind you.
We've conjured up a live ghost!
A live ghost? Ghosts are dead, you idiot, and I know dead when I see it.
Yeah, when you look in the mirror. Miss me! Oh, where is he getting these shoes?
Oh, come on, guys. You ain't falling for this, are you? Oldest trick in the book. Right, Walter?
Right about what? And who the hell... That's not the stripper, is it?
Mima, it is you!
That's right, Bubba J, and you know what that means.
Thank you.
Are you guys seeing this?
My Grammy, I've missed you very much. A long, drunken time. As years
I can't watch, but I can't look away either.
And whiskey and beer, I drink too much.
What are they making?
Are you me?
This is so not right.
Are those for me?
Well, yes, they are, you sweet hunk of man.
Oh, look.
Does he know those are made out of clay? Shut up. It'll be hilarious when he tries to eat them. What'd he say? Have a hollow wiener? What?
This is the season when it's time to find your favorite Halloween costume. Well, a few years ago, the guys did just that and tried to scare the candy out of the neighbors. Check it
out. Trick or treat!
Hey, honey, come take a look at the Smurf.
I am not a Smurf!
Trick or treat!
What are you supposed to be?
Seriously?
Trick or treat.
Oh, what are you?
I'm a jalapeno on a stick. You would not like me when I'm angry, senor. Can I have some chiclets? Do you understand this costume?
A monkey?
No. Remedy.
Oh, you're terrifying.
Why, you racist mother...
What are you?
I'm pissed off. Just give me the damn candy.
Are you here for a treat?
Not really. I'm here to charge my Galaxy Note 7.
Happy Halloweener!
Good lord.
It's a trick!
Ahmed!
I should have gone with treat.
So, Bubba J, do you have a favorite scary movie? What's the one where the guy runs out of beer and the liquor store's closed? That would have been you yesterday. Oh, yeah. So that one.
Right, yeah. You want to watch?
Yeah. You want a beer?
Sure.
You know, if you were a girl, you'd be the greatest date ever.
Enjoy the show, folks.
Cold grip of his presence. He sleeps in the tomb by day and arises at night with an insatiable thirst. The tooth of the vampire.
I fear we're dealing with a vampire.
The tooth of the vampire.
Back! Back!
Oh, no! Okay, maybe, but I'm not gonna floss. Bubba J, you were great. Oh, thanks. You too. Yeah.
So who was the girl vampire?
That was my sister.
Really?
No, not really, but... We pretended. That made the love scene more convincing.
So, Bubba J, why'd you choose to be a vampire?
Well, we have a lot in common. How's that? We both hang around with folks with rednecks.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and if you're a redneck vampire, you can only be killed by a silver mullet.
Or a chicken fried steak through the heart.
Why only one big tooth?
It's a bottle opener.
No, I see. Well, I think this is a good choice for you.
Yeah, I wanted to be a ghost, but somebody backstage told me a redneck in a white sheet wasn't a good idea.
Papa Jay, I was wondering something.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot, too.
What I was gonna say is, what happens if a vampire drinks the blood of an alcoholic?
That's genius. I got a blood alcohol level of 3.4. I should bite myself. Wait, if I do that, will I go blind?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's something else, isn't it? Yeah, okay, no, no.
But that's a pretty high blood alcohol level.
Yeah, drink too much of my blood and you'll end up going home with an ugly chick with a lazy eye. And you won't even realize she's a he.
So, Bubba Jay, are you Team Edward or Team Jacob?
Oh, I'm Team Jack Daniels. Yeah. I've seen those Twilight vampires. I'm not sure about that. That one main guy, he's got a six-pack.
Right.
Yeah, big deal. I got a keg. I'm not sure about the old kind of vampires either.
How's that?
Well, I could never sleep in this coffin.
Why not?
Well, my favorite things are beer and bean dip. Yeah, you get it, huh? Not good when you're in a pine box with no holes in it. Dutch oven my ass.
So, Papa Jay, did you go trick-or-treating when you were a kid?
Yeah, but where I lived, it wasn't easy.
Why?
It's hard to go trick-or-treat where any house you're at could suddenly pull away. Ding dong, trick-or-treat. He's got Milky Way. Shoot the tires.
Oh, Papa Jay, you look good.
Well, I was going to come dressed as a monster truck.
A monster truck. Yeah, why didn't you?
The muffler kept falling out of my ass.
Well, like this, I think you're pretty scary.
Thanks.
But what scares you?
Oh, tornadoes. Breathalyzers. And books with words.
Well, I'll agree with you on the tornadoes.
Yeah, it's pretty scary when you get into bed and the room is spinning the wrong way. Think about it. I don't think Dorothy's house really went anywhere. She was just drunk off her ass.
What's that? A phone ringing at this hour? Do you answer it or just let it ring? Check out this video the guys and I made a few years back, paying homage to a modern cult classic.
Okay, that one looks good. No. Oh, look at this. Do not watch this video. Yeah, okay. Unsee, I should not have watched that! Ah! Hello? Is anyone there?
Ah! Ooh, what the?
Oh, good Lord, shut the hell up.
Walter! You know how sometimes you wake up from a dream and you feel happy?
Yeah?
This is the opposite. What do you want?
Did you watch the video?
Is this the one where you trick me into clicking on something and then I'm forever on a pervert email list and I have to destroy my phone?
No, not this time.
Then what is it?
7 days!
Equals a week. What are you talking about?
Walter!
What, this video?
Yes. No, no, don't click on it!
Well, clearly I have to now. This better be funny.
No, 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 no. Walter! No, no!
I swear, I thought she was older. Oh. I love that dream. Who is it?
Where is Papa J?
Oh no, the moron watched the video. Mother whore, you dumbass.
Oh, you guys should have seen your faces.
This is not a joke.
Well, it could be because it's 3 a.m. and I'm hilarious at this time of night. Ask the guy at 7-Eleven.
Why were you at 7-Eleven at 3 a.m.?
I don't know. I seem to remember them telling me it was for their TikTok videos, but it's all kind of fuzzy. And I have new tattoos.
Bubba J, this is a matter of life and death.
We called to warn you.
Warn me about what?
That you're an idiot, and don't watch that video.
Exactly. Do not watch
this one? The one that says, do not watch this video?
Yes! I mean, no!
Yes, don't, or yes, do.
Bubba J, don't!
Hello?
7 days.
The Grim Reaper!
Why are we screaming?
Oh, Ahmed, have you seen yourself?
I always look like this.
That's true.
Yep.
Never looked worse. Why are you calling me at this hour?
This is a matter of life.
And death!
Or see all the above.
And why are you wearing that hood?
Because he wanted to be in the hood.
Silence! I got cold, so I put on the hoodie.
Ahmed, Peanut made us watch a bad video.
I did not.
And apparently because of that, we're all going to die.
In 7 days.
What? A video that will kill you if you watch it?
Yes!
Fantastic.
I don't care.
Why not?
Think about it.
You're already dead.
Bingo!
Oh, yeah.
But I'll watch it anyway.
Sending you the link.
Hang on. Could Ahmed get more dead?
Silence! I'm going to watch it.
I have a bad feeling about this.
You're already dead.
I know, but that video is going to kill me again.
Hello? You guys hear that? Hello? I think there's someone.
He's gone.
Where did he go?
I said he's gone.
What's happening?
He's gone!
I'm back.
What the? We thought you were dead.
Nah, my wife threw a breaker when she tried to fry bacon and dry her hair at the same time. Where were we?
I'm going to be killed again.
In 7 days.
Got it. Sounds like we have a poltergeist with computer hacker skills and a YouTube account.
Wait a minute, what did you say?
We have a poltergeist? But it could be a bugaboo or even an incubus.
Oh, the other part.
Oh, computer hacker skills with a YouTube account.
That's it!
You guys thinking what I am thinking?
Yup, it's definitely a bugaboo. Wait, what?
What the hell is a bugaboo?
An annoying stalker type person who will not leave you alone.
Earl. Yep. Earl is sending us the video to try and scare us.
I think it worked.
This definitely has Earl written all over it.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, let's not jump to any unsensical or irrational conclusions. Clearly, the making of these videos is the work of a supernatural entity from beyond the grave, with the ill and unfettered intent of stealing our souls and banishing us each to a hellish damnation for all of eternity. That is the only rational explanation. Duh.
Someone want to mute Bubba J, please?
I say we call Earl right now and get to the bottom of this.
Good idea. Where is Earl?
He's in the basement. Hold on.
Hello?
Earl.
Dude, what's this about?
Rise and shine, sleepyhead.
You know exactly what this is about.
Jeez, guys, it's like 3:30 in the morning.
Your witching hour.
And my wife's bitching hour, but that's for another time.
Can I go back to sleep, man?
So, you're telling us that you did not send the video?
Video? YouTube? You mean that trending one where the guy crushes his cubes doing a gnarly skateboard grind on a handrail?
Don't play dumb, Earl.
Yeah, that's my job.
He done. Send him the video.
Video to us?
No, but I wish I did.
What are you doing?
Hold on. I'm sending it to all my friends and uploading it to TikTok.
Earl, stop! You could be sending everyone to an eternal damnation!
You said damnation, but I warned you.
Warned us about what?
The bugaboo.
I'm telling you, that's the same lightning that happens when my wife gets pissed.
Not the bugaboo thing again.
Okay, Bubba J, let's hear it.
My meemaw always told me of an ancient spirit that roamed the dark woods.
In the video, the dark woods.
In search of souls and spam sandwiches.
Spam sandwiches? Like in the video!
It's all true. He would emerge from his mossy grave and take the living into the depths of the underworld, where they would be tormented for all of eternity in a hell of their own making, 7 days before Halloween.
7 days?
Being fed candy corn and black licorice until they die.
I would do a dramatic gulp here, but I cannot swallow.
We dared not say his name. The bugaboo.
Yep, we're doomed.
Again.
And all this time, I thought I'd eventually punch my card with a random supermodel who I met at the Malibu Whole Foods.
That's oddly specific.
Like, I have an idea. I think I can hack into the metadata, crack the torrent, and reverse trace the IP address. Hold on.
What the hell does that mean?
It's computer shit that nerds do.
Oh, no.
What?
What, what?
What, what, what?
Tell us.
It's coming from inside the house.
Thank you.
I got you good this time. I spent hours making that video, you know, like
7 days.
Right? Right? What?
I kill you!
R-O-T-F-L-A-M-O!
What the? This isn't my... Oh. No. 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 Guys, this isn't funny. Let me out! Let me out! Guys! Let me out! Let me out!
Jeff Dunham, comedian and ventriloquist. The man who had a promising career until his jokes caught up with him and the walls started closing in. Now he lives in the suitcase at a strange intersection in a shadowland called the Dunham Zone.
No, guys, this isn't funny.
That's my sidekick,
Robin.
Reuben. Da da da. I am Reuben.
I see. So you're a superhero too.
See.
Okay, Jose. Reuben. Sorry, Reuben.
How can I help you, citizen? Oh, excellent question, non-citizen.
So, do you have superpowers?
See,
what are they?
I can hit you with my stick. Or poke you in the eye. If you eat me, I'd burn your ass. And if you mix in with that guacamole, he can give you the cha-cha-chas.
So, Reuben, are you a fan of Batman and Robin?
No.
Then why are you dressed like this?
Senor Peanut put these clothes on me. I could not stop him.
Why couldn't you stop him?
He doesn't have any arms. He is not that nut. He is Captain A-hole.
Hey!
Ooh.
Well, I think it's a good costume.
I wanted to dress as something that gave me nightmares. Like a big plate of nachos? No, I wanted to dress as an ugly whore. Why didn't you? I could not find a mask that looks like your sister.
Hey!
Wait a minute. What the hell? Ha ha, jerk!
All right, look. So,
hey, Jose, for Halloween, why don't you and your family all line up and go as a picket fence? Come on, you know what scares Jose? A deep fryer and cheese up his ass. I know someone else who has cheese up their ass. Yeah, who? Ask your mother.
All right! Okay, look, as Batnut's sidekick, do you have any responsibilities?
No.
Nothing? You don't even drive a car?
No, that would be stick on stick. And that's illegal in some states.
But Reuben, you don't have any powers.
Or limbs.
How do you stop villains?
Mace.
Mace. It'd be funny if you said pepper spray. Why didn't you say pepper spray?
You cannot say that without moving your lips.
So, Reuben, how do you spray the bad guys?
Well, this is a family show.
Have you ever been a sidekick before?
No, but he's been a side dish. Get it, a side dish! With cheese for your mother.
All right! So, look, a sidekick is there in case the superhero gets into trouble.
See?
What do you do if Batnut gets beat up?
I just laugh. And then I put the video on YouTube. He gets lots of hits. Who's the piñata now, bitch?
So, Ackerman, do you like scary movies?
Oh, yes. My uncle starred in one once. It was a suicide bomber training film.
What?
Yes, after it, his career exploded. You get it? Because he did too. Oh, I killed me. That's fantastic.
Look, it's starting. Oh, good. Be quiet, or I kill you.
Enjoy the show, folks.
I see the wing. The night he came on. This neighborhood. This house. These people.
Infidels, I kill you.
Are in for the shock of their lives. What will be left? When all is revealed.
Too heavy. How am I going to kill them?
And the dark secret comes out.
Oh. Ackerman?
I kill the night he, it came home.
What? Why did they never show my face?
Probably too scary.
Oh, and like your acting was it? Hey, how much did they pay that chick to pretend she liked you?
That chick was my wife.
Oh, how much did they pay her? Hey, I hated this. I know what to do.
What? No, don't hit that button.
I must say, your costume is not what I expected.
You needed blonde hair?
Right.
Well, I used to be a suicide bomber, now I'm a suicide blonde shell. And it's easy for me to play a woman because after the explosion, my man junk was never recovered. I should have worn a cup. A cup, but a good one like the one Venus Williams wears. What? I love that guy and his brother.
So as a skeleton...
What did you call me?
A skeleton?
Oh, you're just trying to flatter me. I still need to lose 10 more pounds.
You're all bones.
I know. Eat your heart out, Angelina.
Seriously, eat something, anything, a fucking sandwich, whatever. So, what size dress is that?
You never ask a woman that. But if you must know, I am now a size zero.
How'd you get down to a size zero?
My weight loss program? Suicide bombing? What? I lost 200 pounds in 0.2 seconds. Now I can eat whatever I want.
Seriously, it goes right through me.
Hey, give me a cheeseburger and a bucket.
Well, you look good.
No, I'm not. I'm bloated. I feel fat. I have cramps. I'm going to cry.
What's wrong?
I don't know. Well, look, don't touch me.
Ackerman. No.
Ackermedina.
Do you dress like this often?
No, only when I want free drinks. Am I right, lady? Someone told me yesterday I look like a Victoria's Secret model.
Really?
I know what their secret is.
What? Well, I must say, I like your pink dress.
Oh, fuchsia.
You look look good.
Right.
Can you tell I had some work done? Yes, the last time I had this much plastic on my chest, it exploded. So, Jeffrey, do you like my hoochers?
That's hooters.
You can call them whatever you want. You just have to buy me dinner first. Hey! My eyes are up here. My hoochers do not talk. But of course, you could make them talk if you wanted to, couldn't you? Hell, you could even make my voice come out of my vajayjay if you wanted to. Or as I call it, my terror cave. Am I right, ladies?
Your carrot cake.
What? I said terror cave.
Oh, I thought you said carrot cake.
What the hell? What now? You're looking for my frosting? Okay, but it's sour cream based.
It's Halloween time, and there's nothing more fun than to try and terrorize your friends with a scary tale. Join the guys as they hide under a sheet and try to do that very thing, if you dare.
What?
I love scary stories.
You're coming in.
What does that mean?
It means me too, but without the hashtag.
This is gonna be great. Let me get this straight. We're supposed to just sit here and let Walter scare the bejesus out of us?
Well, because it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun to be scared. Yep, good times. It's the best if afterwards you feel like you need to sleep with your shotgun. Sleep like asleep, not the other kind.
What the hell? And you infidels call me crazy?
Hey, one morning after Halloween, I picked up my bag of candy and all the Snickers bars were gone. They had just disappeared. A ghost took them. That scared the crap out of me.
Just the Snickers were gone.
Yep, ghosts love Snickers.
Did you ever think that maybe someone in your family simply took the Snickers when you weren't looking?
No, maybe ghosts don't like Snickers. My family did it.
Would you guys please shut up? I'm gonna tell the story now.
My family is assholes.
Silence!
See how that works?
Thank you, Ahmed. And now...
I'll be quiet. I'm good at being quiet. You can always count on me being quiet when you need quiet, like now. I'm being quiet because I'm scared and I quietly peed my pants.
Ew. Ahmed.
Silence!
Wait, is that all I'm good for?
For now, yes, and you shut up too. Not so long ago, on a dark and stormy night, just like this one, and not far from this very spot.
You are saying something happened here? Like right here? Here? He said it happened here. Oh, no, no.
Nothing happened yet.
Oh, you watch. There's going to be a dude with a meat cleaver. There's always a crazy infidel with three names and a meat cleaver. John Wayne Gacy, Henry Lee Lucas, Hillary Rodham Clinton...
Dear but Jesus, help me, I'm gonna die.
The entire city was terrified because the cleaver killer was on the loose.
See? What's his name? I bet Crazy Infidel has three names.
Shut up! Thunder rumbled, lightning flashed, and rain thrashed the wearied shingles of the darkened house on the
cave. This is a ghost story, right? All ghost stories happen in caves.
Ghost story, Ahmed. It's a ghost, not goat.
This sucks. I'll make you a ghost when I kill you all.
If Ahmed killed the goat, would it be a ghost goat or a goat ghost?
There is no goat!
Say that three times fast. Ghost goat, ghost goat, ghost goat, ghost goat, ghost goat.
Try this one.
Three gray ghosty goats floating on a floaty boat. The boat was floaty and the goats were ghosty. Three gray floaty ghosties. Hey, I like that one. Three goaty ghosties floating on a boaty floaty.
Be quiet! Let the angry old man speak!
Shut the hell up! Where was I?
The scary rain was beating down on the ugly double wide.
It was a house on a hill, senor.
This goat story is very unrealistic.
Just tell the story, Walter!
I'm trying! It was a dark, dark night. The rain fell hard on the roof of the house on Dunham Hill. The cleaver killer was on the loose. Lightning! A shadow in the window! A scream!
Ah! What is it?
I just remembered that I left my tater tots in the oven.
Will you please stop interrupting?
They were the good ones with the gravy inside.
Ah! A blood-curdling scream. The ancient weathered front door crashes open, and a terrified young man escapes into the rain, stumbling down the stairs and into the mud, his screams drowned out by the driving weather as a shadowy figure fills the darkened doorway.
You know, this isn't very terrifying, and I know terror.
Yep, Ahmed does know terror. He's got that down.
Ahmed wouldn't know terror unless it blew up in his face.
That is exactly what happened. Thanks for bringing up the most painful moment in my life.
Your death.
Yes, I mean my death. Thank you, Redneck Infidel.
No problem, Terrific Terrormeister. Hey, I still think this story should be in a trailer park. More relatable to a lot of us, you know what I mean?
And more goats. Terrifying, but with some sex.
What?
Oh, don't pretend you don't know.
This one time, at band camp, a goat ate my steak.
Sometimes I think my trailer is haunted because I wake up every morning and I'm pretty sure goats have drank all my beer.
Holy crap.
My turn. Okay, once upon a time, it was raining in a dark cave and there was a trailer full of goats.
And a terrifying infidel with three names and a meat cleaver.
And no beer.
And he eats baby jalapenos.
What the hell is going on here?
I have no idea.
Come on, Walter. What scares you?
Nothing.
That's not true.
What is it, Wally?
Call me Wally again and I'll kill you.
What scares you, Senor Walter?
Okay, you asked for it. Happy hippies, STDs in old folks' homes, and the Kardashians. Happy now?
Those were more funny than scary. We want to know what really scares you.
You don't want to know.
Yes, we do.
I can't tell you. I have to show you.
This is getting good.
Yup, we've been warned.
Okay. You asked for it.
What's going on here?
We thought you were the crazy cleaver killer.
Walter was about to show us what really scares him.
I was gonna show everybody the new mole on my back, and I think it's growing.
Oh, I'm gonna hurl.
Dinner in 10 minutes, guys.
You guys actually thought Jeffrey Douglas Dunham was the cleaver killer.
What did you say? That infidel has three names?
Everybody has a first, middle, and last name.
Oh, really, Peanut? And what are your three names? That's what I thought.
He's got a point, Jeff, right? Jeff?
I should be the
the one doing the crazy laughter.
Probably so.
Whatever. I kill you later. Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween, everyone. Be sure and subscribe to see more videos right here on my channel. And I'm going on tour. Check out my website, jeffdunham.com, for tickets.
We're gonna have some fun.